All right, we're picking up from Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph at the bottom. So we've just been discussing the Machlekes in the Braisa between Rabbi Dais and the Chachamim. And the Gemara now picks up and says the Gemara, that's 6 lines from the bottom, Omar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Dais. Rav says, we pass on the Rabbi Dais. We pass on the Rabbi Dais, which means what? That if the Poyel reneges, if he stops work in the middle of the deal, in the middle of the day, so he stands to lose. Right? What we call Yodoy Al Hatachtoin. Okay, and that's what the, according to the Braisa, Rabbi Dais says you could actually deduct from his salary in order to pay the other people. So Rav says, "Achas like Rabbi Dais." In fact, the Gemara Mi Amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really hold like this? The Amar Rav Poyel Yochel Lachzer Boy Afil Bechatzi Ayoyim. Rav is the one that holds. Rav is of the opinion that a Poyel is allowed to be Chayzer Ben Tzayom. What does it mean? He's allowed to be Chayzer, meaning without any penalty. A Poyel can just leave whenever he wants. Now remember, we spoke about earlier on this page. Earlier on the Amud, the Ramas Rashi Ramas Yad Poel Al Yoyna in speaking out Chitas Chachamim. So Rashi says that Yad Poel is Al Yoyna, which means that he could be Chayzer based on the pasuk of Avodayim Lo Avodim La Avodim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Klai Yisrael are my Avodim, and therefore they're not really supposed to be Meshubah to anyone else. And even if they hire themselves out, if they want to quit in the middle, they're allowed to because they're really only my Avodim. That was the rationale of the Chachamim. I was explaining to the Chachamim that the Poel can always stop and he won't be penalized. So the Gemara is asked like this, what's going on here? How can on the one hand Rav pass him like Rabbi Doisa and on the other hand tell me that a Poel is Yachal Achzma Afil B'chatzayom, which was the sheet of the Rabbana? The Rabbana are the ones that say they could be Chayzav Emtzayom, not Rabbi Doisa. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe we can say it there. V'chitei Mashani Leil Rabbi Doisa Bein Tzchirus Kaplonos. Maybe you'll say that Rabbi Dais himself distinguishes between Schiris and Kablonos. That pasuk which we just brought of Avodahem Velo Avodah La'Avodim is a svar that applies more to Schiris than it does to Kablonos. Why is that, Yasala?
Because it is on the top.
What?
A slave doesn't know.
Very good. Right? Someone who's working for, based on his time, right? He's being paid for the hours that he's working. So he's meshubah to this person for those hours. I own you for the day, right? So there, it's a direct stira to the pasuk of Avodayim. My sheik and kabbalas, I took upon myself a job. Say, I'm doing a job for you. You don't own my time. So there was a svar to say that even Rabbi Doisa would agree by schirus that a poel could be chayzer ben tzayom. Why? Rabbi Doisa, in our brisa, was talking about kabbalas. Machlekes we had in the Braisa, Rabbi Dosa Lacham was talking about Kablonos. There, you're doing a job. So there, Rabbi Dosa says, look, you can't stop in the middle. You have a job, you can't stop in the middle. But maybe Rabbi Dosa himself would agree that when you're hired out for the day, for the hour, whatever the case is, when you're being paid for your time, so that's a direct stira to Avodayim. And then, since that would be a problem of Avodim La'Avodim, the Poel would be able to be Chayz Rem Tzayim. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest right now. So really, Rav, when he passed like a B'daisa, he was paskening. What does that mean? He's paskening that by Kablonus, if you're Chayzer, you get in trouble. Yadu ala tachtoina. And you're going to have to lose out. Rav says, Apollo could be Chayzer, I'm telling him, yeah, no problem. Dosa also is like that. Dosa says it by Schirus, just not by Kablonus. That's what the Gemara is suggesting right now. So the Gemara says, if you want to say that that's true, so now I'm going to show that that's not true. Now, if you want to suggest to answer up the steer and rap that really Rabbi Dais distinguishes between schiris and kaplanus, I'll show you that's not true. Mishanele, does he really make a distinction? If you hire a seicher to work for you, and in the middle of the day he hears that somebody died, one of his relatives died, or he gets sick, so im sacheru, if he's a seicher being paid for his time. Noisi no scharo. So you have to pay him. In Kablan or Nosna Kablus, and if it's a Kablan, you got to pay him for what he did. You have to pay him for the work. You know, he's not allowed to lose at all. What does it mean to pay him? It would mean you have to pay him the Chatzi Schar, whatever he did. So the Gemara says, so one second, money. Who is the author of this price? We have a price that it says both a Kablan and a Sakhir that for extenuating the circumstances, I had to stop in the middle of the job. They're not going to be penalized. So the Gemara says, money, who's the author of this price? Elaim Rabban, if you're going to say it's the Rabbanon, my eerie Yeshama Shameis Lameis, Osha Chastu Chama. Why do you have to talk about a case where he had some oinus that happened? The oinus, you're telling me the case that was an oinus. Right? A Chastu Chama is the case of the oinus. Kiloy oinus nami, Zakta Gemara. Even if he was not an oinus, even in a situation where he's not an oinus, ha'am rabbanon yad po al yonah. If you go like the rabbanon, so then regardless of the case, of why he's stopping, he's allowed to stop. Yadu al yonah, because the rabbanon say, the pasuk of avadahim applies all the time, both the schiris and kablanos, no matter what, you can always stop. So there would be no reason for the braisa to specifically talk about a case where he had an unforeseeable onus. So elamai, elalav ibdes, must be, who's the author of the braisa, who requires an onus for the poel to stop, which is mashma that if there would not have been an onus, the poel would not be allowed to stop in the middle of the day. Who's the one that holds like that? That's Rabbi Doisa. And what do you see? Yushma mina lo shani day. There will be doisim in tchirus lekablanos. And you see the reverse. It does not distinguish between tchirus and kablanos. Since we have mufurish price here, which the chayr is going like shitas will be doisim. It's telling us that both in the case of tchirus and in the case of kablanos, you need a good excuse. If you don't have a good excuse, you can't stop. So you see that not only by kablanos, but even by tchirus, Rabbi doisa does not allow a person to stop in the middle of a job. That means he holds yado ala tachtoina. And that's back to our stira. So now we don't understand. How could Rav, on the way and pass on the Rabbi Doisa, if we know that Rav holds, poil yachal achsa b'emtsa yoyim, we want it to be mechalik in schiras and kablonis, but you see from this braisa that Rabbi Doisa is not mechalik. He holds always yodoy ala tachtoyna. Yes?
Rabbi Doisa.
Rabbi Doisa holds like that, that's correct.
Always
holds that yodoy ala tachtoyna, that he's not allowed to stop emtsa yoyim. I don't think so. Check the recording. Okay, the videotape. I mean, a few sentences ago, I said Aliona, but not in this context. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amrav Nachman. So we're back to our kasha. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak b'davara avud v'divrei akol. Gemara says, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a case of davara avud v'divrei akol. What does that mean? We rejected the possibility that this braisa was the Rabbanon. Because we said, if it's the Rabbanon, so why do you need an excuse? You can always go back. The fact that the braisa has to come up with an excuse, he got sick or somebody died, shows that it's not the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. It could really be the Rabbanon. Why would the Rabbanon ever require a good excuse if a poel is not to be chazer emtsayom? You know why? In a case, it was davar avud. We already said from the Mishnah back this, we saw in the braisa also, that it's a davar avud, and even the Rabbanon agree that if your mamish causing the guy a loss, right, he has his pishtun soaking over there, and now you're walking off on the job, he's going to lose the whole thing, or the wedding's coming up, he's not going to be ready. Even the rabbanon agree that the poel is going to have to lose out. So in such a situation where it was an oinus, that the poel it was unforeseeable, then it would be okay. Then he has a good excuse. So male, this braisa, where I was coming out right now, and Rashi explains, is both the rabbanon and Rabbi Doisa. In a situation where you're causing the guy to davar avud, the only time you're allowed to retract is when it's a good excuse. Okay? So now we're back to the possibility that Rabbi Doisa does distinguish. Right? Again, we have a stira. Rav Pasnik Rabbi Doisa, but also says, Pol Yochel Achsbra Ensayom. He wanted to suggest that Rabbi Doisa himself only says, Yadu ala tachtoina. When you're talking about kablonis, but by schiris, it would agree that the poel could be chayzer. So we tried to reject it from this price, so we're not rejecting it. It could be that it's still a chilik. If Rabbi Doisa is machalik, by schiris, you could be chayzer. By kablonis, you cannot be chayzer. So the Gemara says, wait a second, not so posh. Tanan, kulam eshani, yada al tachtoin, rechal chayzer, by yada al tachtoin. The last lines of our Mishnah, the Mishnah talks about two cases. It talks about somebody being mishane, and he's yada al tachtoin. It talks about somebody being chayzer, and he's yada al tachtoin. So says the Gemara, Bishma kol meshana yod al tachtona. I understand the first line of you call anyone who changes yod al tachtona. What's the chiddush of that line? Disosam lon tana kirev Yehuda. You got that phrase? Sosam lon. It's a verb. That's what I meant. Yeah? Instead, I was coming lafuke. Right? It's a verb. Disosam lon tana kirev Yehuda. The tana is being soisei like shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi lets you know. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to Shitas Rabbi Meir. We're going to discuss later on in the perek that there's a machlekes exactly what happens when you're Mishana. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Yada al Tachtoina. We mentioned also Rashi the Mishnah spoke this out. So the chiddush of that line of the Mishnah to tell you we call it Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chacham and Rebbe put in this Mishnah without a name. He made it a Stam Mishnah in order to show Allah Zagav Yehuda. So that we understand that's the chiddush of that line of the Mishnah. Sosam is to make it a Stam Mishnah. A stam mishnah, it's the verb of making it a stam mishnah. A stam mishnah is authoritative. Right? When you have a stam mishnah without any name, going like one opinion, so that's
a verb. Stam mishnah is like one mayor.
That's what I thought I was
saying. So that's good. That's a good klal. We've seen this many times though, even before, right? That when you have a machlekes tanoim, and then at one point, Rebbe decides to write it. We know it's ready machlekes tanoim. And he writes it only as without any names. That's called making a stam mishnah. As a general rule, some if you don't know who the author is, then I think that what you're saying applies. You don't know who the author is, say it's Rabbi Meir. But here we do know who the author is. We have this machlekes recorded in a different masech, the Bava Kamma. And now Rebbe is writing it like this, so that's a riot that he's going like that. Stam mishnah over there means if we don't know who it is, it's Rabbi Meir.
But here
it's Rebbe being soysev. He's writing it as a stam, even though we know that it's already a machlekes, so he's coming to choose one over the other. Okay, so anyway, that's all a build-up. This is Derech Agav. But the Gemara is very interested now. But the other line of kolachayzer b'yadol tachtoyne lasuyei mai. What's that coming to include? The mission has a klal that whoever's being choyzer, yadol tachtoyne. Says the Gemara, my lav la suye poyel, Rabbi Dosa. Is it not coming to say the case of poyel, and therefore to paskin like Rabbi Dosa? In which case, what do you see? That Rabbi Dosa says his klal even
by a
sachir. Poyel, he's saying even by a sachir. Yeah, now let's ask the obvious question. How does the Gemara know that that's the case? That the kolachos b'yadol tachtoyne is going on a sachar. Maybe say like Pesach. Maybe it's going on a kabbalah. And then there's no shir.
Where did you know the ratio is going?
Beautiful. Who says that, Yasara? Very good. So Rashi performs that kasha, which I'm sure everybody was asking. Rashi performs that kasha that you can't say that it's going on the case of the kabbalah because that's the beginning of the Mishnah. We already discussed the case of the kabbalah. So the last line where there's a recap and this added line of kolachos b'yadol tachtoyne must be including a new case. What's that? Case of schirus. Boom, you see klar. The Chitas Rabbi Doise is that Yadol al Tachtona both by Kablonis and by Schiris, i.e., a pole is not allowed to be Chayzer Emtsayoyim, and therefore we're shlugging up the terrors we said before. You can't say that Rav passed like Rabbi Doise, and it's okay because Rabbi Doise is Machalik between Kablonis and Schiris. It's not true. You see that Rabbi Doise is not Machalik.
So we say Rav didn't pass it like.
So now we're Shver. We're at a Kasha right now. We don't understand what's going on. How could Rav, on the one hand, Pasnag Rabbi Doisa, if we know that Shitas Rav is that Poyel is allowed to be Chayz B'Mtsaya. That's the steer. The Gemara answers, El Rabbi Doisa Tarti Kamar. So the Gemara basically gives the same Yisoy with a little bit of a wiggle jiggle. Just switch a little prod here. We're going to give the same Yisoy. Just instead of saying that Rabbi Doisa splits between Kabloras and Schiros, the Gemara agrees, the Gemara capitulates, that really Rabbi Doisa Tartikam. Rabbi Doisa said both. Both by Kablonis and by Schiris. Yodo al Tachtoyne, you can't be Chayzer. But Rav himself, Savalo Kivase Bechad, Upalagle Bechad. Rav himself distinguishes. Rav paskins like Rabbi Doisa when it comes to a Kablon. Therefore we say, Yodo al Tachtoyne, you're not allowed to be Chayzer, and if you do, you're going to lose money, lose out. But Rav, when Rav said that a pole yochel lachs of emtsayom, he was talking about a sachir. By a sachir, he doesn't pass like a bidaisa. It goes like a chacham. Yeah? Good. That's answer number one of the Gemara. Ibai seima. Answer number two of the Gemara is kol chayzer by yodel tachtoino is for something else. What was our kasha? We're stuck. We're up against the wall here because we have no way to explain kol chayzer by yodel tachtoino other than saying that it's going for Rabbi Dosa's case when it's talking about a sachir. And then we slugged up the possibility of Rabbi Dosa distinguishing between kabbalas and schiras. The Gemara says, no, I'll give you another answer. Kolachos Yodel Tachton has nothing to do with the case of schiras and kabbalas. It's a whole different case. It's like this brisa. It's talking about a case of a brisa. It's like the case of the brisa. Kolachozerbo Ketzad, what's the case of Kolachozerbo? Hare Shemachar Sadal Chaver Bel of Zuz, Vinasan Lomos Man Masayim Zuz. Talk about a case somebody bought a field from somebody else. Nothing to do with a Sacher and a Kabbalah. Stop, I bought a field from you. The field was worth $1,000. I paid you 200 Zuz. Okay, I was just substituting the Zuz with dollars.
Pesach, watch yourself. Bizman sha'amoicher choyzer boy, yad lokeach alal yono. So the Gemara says, when the moicher decides to retract, he reneges on the deal, after the lokeach paid up to $200, so then the lokeach is in the driver's seat. He's yad alal yono. What does that mean? Ratza omer lo teli mo'osa. If he wants, he can tell the guy, give me my money back. Oh, or the lokeach and say, no, I don't want my money back. Teli karka kinega ma'osai. I want you to give me land corresponding to the amount that I paid. Now, important, very important to chap here, that teli karka doesn't mean that karka that I bought. The lashon of teli karka means give me land, not the land. So he says, listen, I gave you $200 for this particular piece of land. Either give me, I can decide now. You know, you want to renege on the deal? Okay. Either give me my money back, which anyway the moicher wants to do, right? So they say, you know, so the lokeach can say, okay, I'll take the money back. Or the lokeach can say, no, I don't want to take my money back. I want you to give me land, other land, sounds like, that's worth 200, it's worth 200 zuz. Okay, well, we're gonna see this later on in the
So it doesn't even have to be anything that he was buying. Like,
that's correct. The assumption right now is that it's not the land, it's land. And that's the continuation. But the Brisa says, Mehechan magbio. And you see, that's obvious. And if you didn't chapt it the first time, you should have chapt it from the next words, because the Gemara asked, the Brisa then asked, Mehechan magbio. What do you mean, Mehechan magbio? The land that you just bought. So you see, the Brisa is not talking about that land itself. You owe me $200 worth of land. Where are you going to pay that land from? Mina Idis, you got to pay me from Idis. So you have lands all over the world. You're reneging on this deal in Fort Lauderdale. You have to give me now your land in Beverly Hills. I want the Beverly Hills land. $200 of Beverly Hills.
Couldn't it be the best from the 1,000 that he had wanted to buy? Like instead of like the worst part of that 1,000.
What are you doing right now? You're trying to foreshadow? You're trying to argue on the words here?
The way you're explaining it. I'm
reading the words. I'm reading the words. I'm reading the words. Again, it doesn't say the karka. It says pay him karka. Which karka? Pay him idis. Idis means your best. If you have a lachat, you have to pay idis, that means the best of your karka. That's what those words mean. The Gemara soon is gonna lap dafkin and change it. But for now,
that's your idis or the market's idis.
So I'm gonna just remind me. You remember what I said last time this came up? Did we speak about this recently? I say this every time. I'll say it again. There's a machlekas in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. If we say b'shaloyim shamin or b'shaloyim shamin, when we say that I'm chayv to pay idis, does that mean based on my land, figure out what's my best and I have to pay that? Or does it mean based on the world's best? Right? So in other words, if the average person in the street has, they have idis, but I happen to have some amazing stuff which is better than everyone else's, I don't have to pay my idis, I have to pay idis of the world. So bishaloyim sham means based on my land, and bishaloyim sham is based on the world. It could be other way also, right? It could be that my betinus, right, is the rest of the world's zibiris. Right? It could be, it depends on, right? So there's a gishmaka story, I think it was of Chaim Oizer, Chaim Moser, when I assume it was the Achiezer, but maybe it was a different sefer. That's the only sefer I know that he wrote. So the Achiezer, when he put out the Achiezer, he gave it to somebody, I think it was one of the Yafins, and he said, here's my sefer just came out with it. He said, a third of it is Idis, a third is Beninis, and a third is Zibiris. You know, that's whatever the sefer, you'll go through it. So he said, that might be true if it's Bishalayim Shaman, but if it's Bishalayim Shaman, it's all Idis. That was the mice. Okay, anyway, So we're coming out over here. Pesach, are you finished arguing? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. So the Gemara continues now. But that's all when the moicher. What if the lokeach is chayzer bo? So then we say the opposite. Yad moicher al yona. The moicher is in the driver's seat. He has the upper hand. If he wants to give the money back, he give the money back. Rotsa, but if he doesn't want to give the money back, he can demand. He can say, you know what? Here, take land, not the land. Take land that's corresponding to the money that you gave. Mehechan magdiu. Where does he pay the land out from? Now, the Marcha says, no, I want to give you land. But where does he give the land from? Minazibiris.
his worst land, or the land, whatever the world. Okay, we're not getting to shalom shem, but not the land, not this field particularly that he sold, but of his other fields, he goes and finds the zibayrs. That's all shittas Tanakam. Rav Shimon Gamliel Elohim, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, milamdin oysan shelo yachzeru. We teach them, if this scenario happened, where the land was sold for $1,000, and the lokech at the time only coughed up 200, so we don't allow this situation to remain. We do it and we teach them to create a situation where nobody can renege. Okay, that's how Rashi explains it. We're going to do something to avoid the reneging happening. Okay, it's how does, what do you do? The Moicha writes, listen, he writes a shtar that says, I, Ploni ben Ploni, sold this sadeh to Plonis, this particular sadeh to Ploni for 1,000 zuz. And he gave me 200. End of the quote. That's what you write in the shtar. And I am now holding on to him. In other words, he owes me 800 zuz. I now am owed by him 800 zuz. In that case, in such a situation, when you write that shtar, so what happens? Even though you only paid the 200 zuz, the deal is over, no backsies. You own the land, even though you only paid $200. What's with the other 800? It's a loan, just like you take any other loan. You have to pay it up. You're going to have to pay it up. Pay it up tomorrow, pay it up in 3 years, but it's a loan. The deal is over. Okay? So, I had a kasha. What allows this shtar to work? Just because I wrote it? Just because we wrote, this guy bought it for me? So, right, Kesef Kono Karka is the reason why we needed to write the shtar in the first place. Because what is Kesef Kono? Kesef is Kono, the amount that you bought. Right? So, if you paid $200, so you bought the $200 worth of land. That's the whole problem here. That's why Shmuel requires the shtar. Because you didn't buy the $1,000, you owe the other $800, and therefore you can renege. Had you bought it with the kesef, there would be no problem here. So the kesef is not kind of the full $1,000. So now the shtar, when I write a shtar that says, oh, you bought it for $200, but now I'm making it a halva. How did that work? I made it a halva, you know, hocus pocus, it's a halva, and that, where is the kinyan?
Isn't a shtar? Shtar doesn't work.
Well, so I wanted to say the chatchila, maybe the shtar itself, right?
That acquires karka.
What?
Doesn't that
yes, so shtar does acquire karka, but then why do you need the whole song and dance? Why do you need the whole song and dance? Let him just say, I'm giving you a shtar that you bought it from. It's masha from here that it's because you're making it into a halva. Because you're turning it into a halva. So Rashi deals with it. Take a look at Rashi, Yosel. Rashi de ramasel vare ani noishabo. Says Rashi, the kevan sha'asa'am. You like that word, Evan? The kevan, how'd you read that, Evan?
Sha'asa'am.
Huh? Yeah, very good. Asa'am. Asa'otam. Right? Since he made them, the money, into a halva, have a ki'ilu natlam, the hilvam, the kaka, nigas pekesef. Okay, so Andre, he's not saying like what you're saying, which is the way I thought the chatchila, that maybe sometimes if shtar of the kinyan shtar. That's not what's going on here. It's back to what Eitan was saying, but with a lumbus. When I say that you bought this to me from $1,000, and now it's alvo, how did it turn an alvo? The lumbus is, says Rashi, it's ki'ilu, you paid me the full $1,000, so now there was keset that was koine, the whole field, and now I took the 800 and lent it back to you, so now you owe me $800. That's the way that it's working. Again, it's ki'ilu natlam v'hilvam. It's ki'ilu I took them and then I lent it to you.
Does he have to have $1,000 in his bank account?
So that's what I was handling with. That's what Manny was trying to push. How could that work? But he didn't pay it then, right?
He had the money, like...
Right, so it sounds like you don't. That's what I was arguing with Manny. Manny wanted to say maybe it's the other way around, the malva first lent it, but the words are saying like this, that it's ki'ilu the malva took it, and then he lent it back to him.
Why doesn't he just sell the whole land for $200 and then Kilo give him a fake $800 loan?
Because he wants a real $800 loan. But
No,
you just give him a loan.
He pays 200 for the whole land. And just say, what is it? You're signing off that you owe me 800 bucks.
Just make the land cheaper.
Yeah, and then maybe that's how it.
Okay, here, yeah, maybe could have done it that way. I don't know if that's it. Yeah, that's easier than this. I don't know what would be.
Why can't you just have credit card now?
Yeah, this is just a normal way to do it. They're buying the land, so we'll do it in a way that you're buying from.
You try to ribbis with this because the land gets.
Did you say ribbis? Yeah.
With yeah, the land gets cheaper. It's like.
But you own it already. It's a loan. The land's over. The deal's over. You owe me $100. That's it. It's no ribbis. Okay, it says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Mar Meichad Magbiyo Min Aydis. So now let's get Pesach involved. Okay, so we said in the Braisa, where do you pay him from? When the Meicher reneges, where does he have to pay from? He has to pay from the Idis. So the Gemara says, Kasach Adaydach Meidis the Nechassim. Gemara assumes that that means the best of his Nechassim, his Idis. Or Shalom. Again, not, let's avoid that Mechogis. So the point is, not from this land. You have to pay from Idis from all of his land. Right, not from this particular property, from all the lands that he happens to have. He can't be worse than a balchov. Utnan balchov dinu bebeninus. Right, at most, what is this moicher? This moicher owes him money. The din of a balchov, right, is that when a loive owes money to a balchov, right, the balchov is only allowed to collect from beninus. He can't take from idis. So why is the nizak allowed to take from idis? That's question number one. Question number two, what are you running to Beverly Hills? He paid $200 for this land right here, Fort Lauderdale. He paid for this land, so why don't you give him the land that he paid for? Sounds ridiculous. He paid $200 for this land to get the full land that was worth $1,000. He paid only $200. So now I'm going to go give him land for my Idis from somewhere else. I can't give him the land that he bought. I have to go find some Idis land. So it's crazy. So the Gemara says, "Amr Nachman Yitzchak Meidis Sheba Mizibar Sheba Pesach." Now the Gemara switches and says, "No, what it means is not that you go find your best land in California. It means from the $1,000 land which he bought and he only paid $200, you the Moicher have to give him from the best part of that land." Now that clearly answers question number two. What was question number two? Why are you running to Beverly Hills? Why not give him from the land that he bought? So Teresa, I'm giving him from the land that he bought. Frekt Eitan, how'd you answer the first question? If you're making me give him from the Idis, why do I have to give him from the Idis? I'm only about, right? It's only a Levi with a Baal Chayv. Why do you give him from the Idis? So Teresa asks Kasha. Teresa says, for sure there's a Knas here. We understand the subject of the Knas. The guy's a Shmendrik. Why is he reneging, right? Just the Gemara's original Kasha was he can't make it such a Knas that he has to go to his best land in Beverly Hills. He has to give that away now because within the land that he sold, it makes sense to give him a little bit of a knas. So normally you'd pay Beninus, here's a knas to pay Idis. So the Gemara Vayter, according to Vachab Reveder Vika, really you could say the Pshat is Imam just to give the Beverly land, Beverly Hills land. What's the Pshat?
It's divorce, right?
What? Idis. Says the Gemara, Geshmak Teretz. How did this guy get $1,000? Okay, Pesach and Zuz. How did he get it? Right? Must be, that's a lot of money. So he had to go and collect that money. How did not collect? He had to amass that money. How did he get it? He was selling off his other metaltlin and other sadas, his Rashi. He was selling his other things to get up this money because he really wants to buy this big field of $1,000. It's going to be good for him. For whatever reason, he wants this big piece of land. He's going to build it up and the other stuff. Okay. So he had to lose out a little bit to make sure he's getting that money. So now that you're reneging on the deal, your mamash messing him up. Because he took losses in order to get the money to get this $1,000 together to go buy this big piece of land, and now you're negging on the deal. So since you're negging on the deal and you're causing him a loss, you really have the din of a mazik. And we know that the din of a mazik is this. We know that in Nizak, a mazik has to pay with idis. When you're mazik someone else's field, so they make a shuma, they evaluate your land, and you have to pay from the idis. Frekt Tais is the obvious question. If he's really a mazik, so then besides paying from the idis, he should have to compensate him for the losses. Mimanavshach, right? If he's not a mazik, so don't make him pay idis. If he is a mazik,
Idis is not really paying any more money, right? Idis and Zipporah is worth the exact same thing. Just people would rather have it from Idis. So you're telling me you're not compensating him for the losses. If you're really a mazik, compensate him for the losses. So Taisa says, Mitaka, not a real mazik. It's lavdafka mazik. It just means that we give him a little bit of a knas because you're a zoivi. You're a little bit like a mazik. Right? It shmecks of a mazik. Right? It has a certain aspect to it of a mazik. So we give him that thing. I'm going to stop here, actually, because I don't want to rush it. And tomorrow's a short amud. And a lot of it is a mission. Of course, I'm expecting everybody to see Gemara, Rashi, and the big Taisus in. But it's still a short amud. So every finished amud can do that. And then Mr. Shem will finish up tomorrow. Shkoyach. Would you please?
End of code, probably.